From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Florida lost one of its leading scientists last week when he died suddenly from an apparent heart attack. WLRN reporter Jenny Stiletovich tells us about the life and work of Florida Sea Grant director Carl Havens.
Last year, South Florida sank into one of its worst algae crises in years. Toxic freshwater blooms choked parts of Lake Okeechobee and the Caloosahatchee River. A red tide dumped dead fish by the ton on Gulf Coast beaches. One of the first experts to sound the alarm was Carl Havens. He was an aquatic ecologist who'd been studying algae in Florida for decades. Havens was also unflinching when it came to explaining difficult issues.
When you asked Carl a question, you were getting the unvarnished scientific truth explained well, not overstating whatever it was he was trying to say.
Nick Allman is the regional science advisor for the U.S. Geological Survey. He hired Havens in 1993 to be chief environmental scientist at the South Florida Water Management District.
You would know very quickly the honest and really direct answer to your questions.
Jack Payne was his boss at the University of Florida. He oversees UF's Institute for Agriculture and Natural Resources. He had dinner with Havens the night before he died.
He's a role model for so many of my young faculty. It's such a tragedy. It leaves a big hole in who we are and what we do.
Payne said Havens adored his wife and son Andy, who has Down syndrome. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Friends plan on gathering to celebrate the life of Carl Havens today at the Cypress & Grove Brewing Company in Gainesville. The family asks that donations be made to the Down Syndrome Foundation of Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Lily Oppenheimer.